Farage, Joe Biden won't compete with sharp-witted Trump in the debate. By Kurt Sindelka on September 29, 2020. Arch Brexiteer and longtime ally of President Donald Trump, Nigel Farage, said that he does not believe 77-year-old Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden will be a match for the sharp-witted and utterly determined president in the first debate on Tuesday. Mr. Farage praised Donald Trump's endurance and resistance, saying that the president's work rate is astonishing. I remember some White House staff half his age who had recently returned from a trip to the Far East. They couldn't keep up with him, he wrote in the Telegraph. Since becoming president, he has been under relentless attack, including being impeached. His resilience, backed by his family, has been remarkable, he added. In contrast, Mr. Farage questioned former Vice President Joe Biden's ability to compete in a debate with Trump. Can Joe Biden deal with this sharp-witted man who is utterly determined to win? I doubt it, he predicted. Mr. Farage has previously said of Joe Biden, he is not up to the job. He is wholly unfit for high office, and the voters can see it. Mr. Farage went on to hail President Trump's record, saying that he doesn't get the credit he deserves, and that the president has shown the courage to tackle tough issues. We should all be glad of the way he has stood up to the Chinese Communist Party. He has also entered the culture wars, challenging the true motivations of Black Lives Matter and lambasting critical race theory. He shies away from nothing, Mr. Farage said. The architect of the Brexit movement in the UK, which many credit as a precursor to the Trump campaign in America, went on to argue that Trump's real genius is the relentless PR campaign he runs via Twitter. He dominates the national debate, Farage said, explaining, when left-leaning CNN or the New York Times express outrage about a comment he has made, he goes further. They then take even more offense and his supporters cheer louder. Mr. Farage said that British media often tries to portray President Trump as a warmonger, a racist, a transphobe and a misogynist. Yet he said that the public perception does not match with the person he has grown to develop a close relationship with over the past few years. Farage said that in person, Trump is quite extraordinary, hailing the American leader for his great charm and his ability to make other people feel special. Loyalty is crucial to him, Farage explained, adding, in 2016, when I was invited to the Mississippi rally where I said Brexit proved anything was possible in the U.S. too, he told me I would be a friend for life. And so it has proved. That he is a political outsider has led to snobbery in Washington, D.C. Frankly, he was treated as a joke when he announced in 2015 he would run for president. But who's laughing now? He's beaten the pollsters, defied the media, taken over the Republican Party and united it, he said. Responding to Mr. Farage's article, former deputy assistant to the president Dr. Sebastian Gorka told Talk Radio's Mike Graham that the debate will be a bloodbath, saying the idea that this old geriatric senile man is going to go up against Donald Trump and impress the world is a pipe dream. Whether it's Brexit, whether it's the Trump phenomena, what people want is authenticity. They want individuals who aren't politicians. It's remarkable that this guy won the election as the most powerful man in the world, became the president the first time he ran for any political office, and that's the nature of modern politics, Gorka said. We've had enough of career politicians like Biden, who've been around for decades and decades and decades and just line their pockets, he concluded. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.